This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To presidential politics now and the fuzzy math that could lead to all kinds of uproar for Republicans this summer. And House Speaker Paul Ryan today made it clear the nominee could be determined on the convention floor.
Nothing's changed other than the perception that this is more likely to become an open convention than we thought before. So we're getting our minds around the idea that this could very well become a reality, and therefore those of us who are involved in the convention need to respect that.
Chief Washington correspondent James Rosen looks at the numbers tonight.
Top analysts now project disappointment for Republican Party leaders hoping for a swift end to their party's fractious primary.
As a famous rock band once sang, you can't always get what you want. That's what they want, but they're not going to get it this year. It's probable that we're going to go through June 7th, that every single primary will matter.
GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, who leads his nearest rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, by more than 260 delegates, has the greatest interest in and shot at avoiding a contested convention.
I'm dealing with two smart, tough guys, and I want to make sure I end up winning. I'd like to get to the finish line.
Even if he doesn't secure the 1,237 delegates needed to clinch the nomination, Trump cites his plurality share as the prime reason why he should get it anyway.
If they say, well, he's 50 votes short, and therefore he's not getting it, and we're going to give it to somebody that got thrown out of the primary in the second week, you're going to have a problem.
Cruz, who pegged his campaign to Southerners and evangelicals, and has lost both of those groups to Trump, is now intensifying allegations that Trump's New York real estate ventures involve dealings with the mafia.
You've seen no reporting on his multiple business interactions with members of the mob. And every bit of that, Megan, if he's the nominee, I guarantee you, September, October, November, every station, they'll cover all of that aspect. That's how they give the presidency to Hillary Clinton.
Trump campaign spokesman said there is no truth to those allegations. To get to 1237, Trump must capture some 55% of all remaining delegates, Cruz about 80%.
If we go forward and beat Donald consistently 55-45, we end up winning more than 80% of the delegates.
To overtake Trump, even without securing 1237, Cruz would still have to win about 62% of the delegates going forward. But even that scenario assumes Ohio Governor John Kasich wins none of them.
If Ted Cruz were to surprise and win in Arizona and capture those delegates, he's likely to win in Utah. If he could sneak out a victory in Wisconsin on April 5th and take those 42 delegates, it would give a sense that the momentum has shifted, or at least that Trump's momentum has stalled, and then everything's sort of back to the beginning.
Finally, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who initially backed Jeb Bush after bowing out of the race himself, is now throwing his support behind Ted Cruz. And Mike Leavitt, the former three-term governor of Utah, ahead of Tuesday's caucuses there, has endorsed John Kasich. Brett.
James, thank you.
Well, there's the math for you. Guys, I guess, we all just love a fight. We just want to battle this thing out. And while we can, let's just go MMA and it's in the... go back and forth, but no doubt, you can tell the establishment, forerunners and provocateurs, because they just want to keep ginning this thing up,
Yeah, and I think they have to avoid a brokered convention at all costs, don't you think?
Yeah, contested, not brokered, because brokered, they're just not set up for it, but contested one. We're going to be talking with Elena Plott here in just a moment. We're going to talk about what that looks like and the problems that it would create, and that Trump does have a good understanding of who his crowd is, and he's basically just saying, look at if you guys play games here, you're going to have a lot of angry people, and I think he's right. I don't think he's trying to whip anything up. He's just saying, hey, you guys got to be prepared for this,
Yeah, I agree. I think no matter what, they need to get their ducks in a row here and Make it work.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up on 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez here. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we continue to fight the good fight to get this country back on track. But look at the foundation of all this. We have to deal with the truth and the facts of the matter. So we appreciate your earnestness to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. Well, with us right now is National Review Buckley Fellow Elena Plott. I want to talk about the anti-Trump forces that are continuing to get frustrated by the congressional GOP's silence. Elena Plott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for your column. Great column here. You're spelling out, a bit of the emotions and the frustration that's going on for anti-Trump forces. They've kind of seen his steady climb, but here it is. We started, 17, 18 candidates, and here we are down to three, and some might say pretty much one.
Absolutely. At this point, Trump is on a pretty quick collision course toward the nomination. The last hope of the establishment on the Republican side is a contested or an open convention. And so you're seeing kind of GOP operatives, party leaders such as Mitt Romney, frustrated that people like Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy aren't speaking up more to try to stop Trump from securing this nomination.
Well, doesn't Kevin McCarthy see that, which what we've been talking about, Elena, is that not only do you have the vote for president, but you got downline senators and congressmen that are counting on the standard bearer to help carry the day come election day, November.
This is where you're seeing the big chasm between pragmatism and principle, I'd say. So on Capitol Hill, Kevin McCarthy has to look out for his members, and the same thing with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. These guys and women are running for re-election, often in states whose constituents are huge fans of Trump. So in many ways, these people have to kind of toe the line pretty carefully, because it's one thing to come out pretty forcefully against Trump. It's another thing to risk losing re-election. Off of Capitol Hill, of course, there is no risk for these operatives of losing re-election. So they say at this point, you know, abandon the short-term cost of losing an election and kind of take hold of the fact that we could be having a conservative crack-up, a crack-up of the party of Lincoln. And at this point, that matters more.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think of what could happen. I mean, this would be an absolute disaster. I mean, even the prospects of a contested convention, you know, people talk about it and, you know, pundits back and forth, and I guess it makes for some, you know, fun conversation. But the reality is the GOP going to Cleveland and having a contested convention, this would be more than a food fight.
Absolutely. It would be completely historic. It's something we haven't seen since the 1950s. And when you have the front runner, Donald Trump, sort of implicitly threatening, you know, riots if there were to be a contested convention, it's really up in the air as to what that would even look like. You also have right now someone like former Speaker John Boehner saying that if Donald Trump doesn't have the majority of delegates after the first ballot, he would be open to pursuing Speaker Paul Ryan as someone to put on his ballot. So that's you know, causing additional tension? Is someone like Paul Ryan, is someone like Mitt Romney at the end of the day not a lost cause for securing this nomination? It really, there's so much up in the air right now, and you're seeing the ripple effects of how nervous that's making a lot of people.
Well, when Trump talked about there being riots, was it a fair assessment on his part? Not necessarily that he was calling for riots, but that he knows his people. They're very passionate. The people that are following, the pro-Trump people, are extremely passionate, and they are sold out 100% for Trump. And he knows that, you know, they would be very frustrated, and I'm not sure how the GOP could quell that. So I'm not so sure that I read it as he was calling for a riot as much as he is saying, hey, guys, you better be ready. I mean, if this thing unwinds, we could have trouble here in River City.
I think that's a great point, Bill, and I also think it speaks to one of the central most successful parts of Trump's candidacy. I think all along, Trump, more than any other candidate in this Republican field, knows exactly what it is his base wants from him. You saw that from the moment in July he descended the staircase at Trump Tower to announce candidacy. He knew that illegal immigration was on the minds of the Republican base, and he has sounded that tune every day since then. So I think Trump, you know, for every crazy thing that happens, what you have to remember is he is a quite disciplined messenger. As soon as he feels himself kind of getting off message or, you know, going down in the polls as he did in Iowa, he reminds voters why it is that they loved him in the first place, which is that projection of strength, you know, the repetition of the idea that the U.S. will build a wall and have Mexico pay for it. So You've got to give the guy credit, even though there's not a lot of clear-eyed policy prescriptions. He knows what it is that riles up his base, and he returns to it time again. So I think your point is spot on. There are a lot of people who would be quite angry interpreting it as the Republican establishment trying to wrest the nomination unfairly from Trump's hands.
Exactly. Well, Elaine, in your article, you talked about, you know, these senators and congressmen back home, what they're dealing with. They're seeing the reaction at the ground floor level, and they're trying to come back to the Beltway and saying, guys, look, we've underestimated the force and power of the pro-Trump movement here, and we've got to manage this better because, like it or not, you look at the numbers and the calculus, it looks very favorable for Trump. Whether he gets to the 1237, we'll have to wait and see, but nonetheless, I mean, you're still looking at him having a large amount of the numbers that even if he's 100 short, and if there starts to be some shenanigans there, then we've got trouble like what we've been talking about.
Absolutely. And again, I think that this is where you're kind of seeing the chasm between these lawmakers simply want reelection. Politics, as Representative David Schweikert put it to me in our interview, has this kind of nasty habit of being only about winning. But I think what's most fascinating to me about 2016 is for the first time you're seeing this gulf between somewhat like a party elder like Mitt Romney and then people on Capitol Hill like Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, because so many people see this as an existential threat to the future of the Republican Party, especially if thought of the creation of a third party just to have a representative of constitutional conservatism come November. This is something that hasn't been talked about in quite a long time. I think that if Trump were to get the nomination, actually, you know, this is something we haven't really seen since 1860. You could see the implosion of the Republican Party as you did with the Whig Party give way to a three-person race, a four-person race, and it's difficult to know what happens after that.
Exactly, especially in light of the I guess the paradigm that we've been working with in the modern era. So, you know, maybe we are ripe for a revolution. We're certainly ripe for more people getting into the Republican tent, and that's what's happening. And, you know, the opportunity for the Republicans and conservatives to say, how do we take advantage of this momentum? How do we get in front of it to maybe guide it a little bit, right?
Right. And another frustration I would say is that this conversation didn't happen sooner. For so long, Trump was underestimated as someone who would have maybe an early fall flame out. And at this point, people are trying to catch up from way behind in many ways. And I would also say that someone like Trump, you know, this candidate is someone, again, who was incredibly disciplined from the get-go, and his candidacy has been built around trying to maintain respect. And nobody saw that from him. You saw the terrific miscalculation when Jeb Bush's team, when I was speaking to them last summer, they said, if anything, this is great for us. It further showcases how we are the one adult in the room.
Exactly.
It shows you how the establishment Republican, apparatus totally misread the Republican base, the Republican mood of what was wanted for 2016.
Well, Lena, we're all out of time.
By Kelly Blue Book. The editors of Kelly Blue Book's KBB.com, the only vehicle valuation and information source trusted by both consumers and the automotive industry, have named their list of the 16 best family cars of 2016, helping ease the struggle to find the best new cars tailored for families of all sizes. After extensive testing, with a keen focus on safety, comfort, convenience, and fit of various child safety car seats, Kelly Blue Book's experts recommend their choices of vehicles that best meet the needs of today's modern families. Jack R. Nierad, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst, KBB.com.
For 2 weeks' time, we did everything that you and your family might do with a vehicle day-to-day, with a certain sense of what a family needs and wants. Since many of our testers are simultaneously parents of kids ranging from mid-20s to newborn, we drew heavily upon both our family car experiences and our new car expertise to choose this year's best cars for families.
For more, visit KBB.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Hey, given the choice, why not be happy and make it a good day, ladies and gentlemen? It's Bill Martinez coming at you live 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our next guest is Rafael Bienvenido Cruz, an American Christian preacher and public speaker, father of U.S. politician Ted Cruz. Yes, described by various media outlets, including the Wall Street Journal, as an acting surrogate in his son's political campaign. I think we should all be hopeful to have a father that would be so supportive. Rafael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it's so great to be with you again.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We got a birthday coming up next week, huh?
That's right.
Well, good fun. Well, congratulations. Rafael, I think it's only appropriate, and I just realized your middle name, Bienvenido, welcome. It's only appropriate that you were welcomed into the United States, leaving Cuba as a young man at 18, dealing with what you had to deal with the Batista regime. I mean, you leave with basically nothing in your pocket but $100 sewn into your underwear, and you come to Austin, Texas, right?
Yes, and I'll tell you what, I am so proud to be an American. I'll tell you, as I mentioned in my book, A Time for Action, I grew up under a very oppressive military dictatorship and was captured and imprisoned and tortured as a result of being involved in the revolution. But by the grace of God, I was able to come to the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, and when you're able to experience this as a young man, you see the contrast very clear. And so now more than ever, your passion to fight for America's liberty is increased exponentially because of what you experienced as a young man.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I used to tell my son over and over again, you know, Ted, when I lost my freedom in Cuba, I had a place to come to. If we lose our freedoms here, where are we going to go? And you know, Bill, there is no place to go. America is worth fighting for. And you know, we have seen a deterioration of values in America, a deterioration of our way of life. You know, America has always been the land of opportunity, the land where anyone with hard work and perseverance can achieve your dreams. And now we have a president that tells you, you didn't build that. And it's creating a culture of dependency where the American dream has been lost. And, you know, that's why I wrote that book, A Time for Action, just to encourage especially people of faith, to get back to the fundamentals that have made America the greatest country on the face of the earth. And those are those Judeo-Christian principles and constitutional principles, which, by the way, are one and the same. That have served Americans to give them the opportunity to achieve their dreams.
It is a time, isn't it, Pastor, that evangelicals rise up? I mean, traditionally, only about 50% of evangelicals will even bother to register to vote, and of that 50 again, only actually go out to vote. But even the general public is saying, where is the church today? I think they understand that America was blessed because of the godly principles foundationally it is embraced. And over the years, we've let go of those anchoring points, and we're paying a dire price for it. And some feel, well, we don't have a right to ask God for forgiveness because we've messed up so much. But God, we know God to be differently, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. God is a God of mercy. I don't think God is finished with America yet. You know, America has been a bastion for the gospel throughout the world. America has been a bastion for freedom throughout the world. And as a matter of fact, talking about the church, it was pastors that were at the forefront of the American Revolution. And,
exactly.
You know, pastors have just receded now, because of the lie of separation of church and state, because of being afraid of losing their tax exemption, because of their fear of not being politically correct. Political correctness is destroying this country.
Mm. Well, like everything with God, Pastor Cruz, we get to that point of faith, that faith question. Who are you going to believe in? Are you going to believe in the Word of Man, or are you going to believe in the Word of God? And this is the challenge today with the brick and mortar and these churches that, and I can appreciate that some of the pastors within their flesh look at it and say, Bill, you got to understand, I've got a monthly mortgage. Every month it comes up, I've got bills, I've got people to support. And my response to them, and I don't mean it flippantly, I mean it with all due respect, and that is that God knows you have that. You know, Absolutely. If this is God's church, then God will be in charge of this, right?
And Jesus even said, you are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. But how can we be light if we're just locked up inside the four walls of a church and we don't become involved in the civic society? I mean, our civic society is dying because of all this lack of values, of all this chaos that is all around us, and we need to become a part of it. We need to be a living example that we can walk by those fundamental principles that have made America the most exceptional country ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the challenge for Christians is to realize the enemy is winning by default because we've checked out.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. People, mm-hmm. Well, you know, the problem is this, Bill. So many people have said, look, politics is a dirty business. I don't want any part of it. And they wash their hands. Well, why is politics a dirty business? Because people of principle refuse to run for public office, and many people of principle sit at home watching the idiot box instead of getting involved in voting for candidates that portray their principles. It is our fault.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. Well, Raphael, I wanted to, of course, address the huge issue right now. We're hearing it, you know, primarily from the Trump side, that if we go to a contested convention, my hope is that we would have a chance to really see what it would be like if we had a one-on-one competition between your son, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump. And this is the, the challenge we have right now, because John Kasich seems to be the one in the way and could be, even though I don't think it's Kasich's intent, but his play in this situation could exacerbate a contested convention.
Absolutely. You know, and as a matter of fact, I think Trump is avoiding a one-to-one exchange. I think Trump is being advised by his consultants, you're ahead, don't debate, don't expose yourselves. But I'll tell you what, the American people deserve to hear from the candidates, especially when a candidate tells you, oh, I can change to anything I want, I can change in a minute. Nobody knows where this man stands, and I think the American people deserve to be able to evaluate this individual, because I'll tell you what, we cannot afford to make a mistake, especially with the passing of Justice Antonin Scalia.
Exactly.
One more liberal justice in the Supreme Court, and we will lose all of our religious freedoms. We would lose the right to keep and bear arms. I'll tell you what, we would lose the fight for life. Abortion on demand to the day of delivery will become the law of the land. And it may take a generation to correct that.
You know, what you're talking about is at the top surface. And what I'm concerned about is that if the dominoes start falling over, like what you're suggesting, and say the Democrats were to win the White House, this could have rippling effects down the line, to where the House and the Senate could be in jeopardy as well. And then at that point, heaven help us.
Well, I think it's even worse than that. I think another 4 years of the failed policies of the Obama administration will destroy this country. I think that's why every person of faith, every person that believes in America needs to get involved. And I would just ask everyone, rally around the man that has a proven record of doing what he says he's going to do, of respecting and honoring the Constitution, the rule of law, limited government, free enterprise, allowing every American to achieve his or her dreams, and that man is my son, Ted Cruz, and I just encourage everyone to rally around him, and let's make America again that shining city on a hill to the glory
exactly.
of God.
Raphael Cruz, I'm Bill Martinez Live, his book, A Time for Action. Raphael, as always, thank you so much. It's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There's currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small bird.
this Easter.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming to you now 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 12 noon Eastern Time. On this 270-plus market network, you can catch us on TuneIn Radio, online. We're all over the place, including shortwave via WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome back. Lori Cardoza-Moore is with us. She's the founder and head of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, an organization that has become a principal watchdog for Israel and the United States and Middle East affairs. Since its founding, I guess it's been just about 11 years ago. In 2011, she was named a special envoy to the UN by the World Council of Independent Christian Churches and has become an in-demand pro-Israel media voice in the face of what she calls the new anti-Semitism today manifesting around the world. Lori, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the program.
Well, Lori, thank you for leading the way here and keeping in light, especially right now here in America. We can be a bit distracted with all that's going on domestically, but we need to keep an eye on what God finds most important, and most important on His agenda, and that is Israel. And your commitment to doing that and waking people up to what's happening right now with this new movement that you presented here a couple of weeks back in Nashville at NRB, the documentary Hating Israel in Search of the Truth Behind BDS. I mean, this is a diabolical movement that is gaining some momentum here.
Absolutely. You know, Bill, it's very frightening to see the trends that are happening and how BDS, or boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel is taking root and it's taking off. You know, people are not really sure what boycott, divestment, and sanctions is. So let me just give your audience and example would be going back to Nazi Germany. And during the reign of Hitler, Hitler had his henchmen painting stars of David on Jewish businesses, targeting them, telling the Germans, do not shop here. Today, it's not just painting a Star of David on a Jewish business. It's painting the Star of David, if you will, on the nation of Israel. Anything that is produced out of Israel should be boycotted. It should be labeled. Unfortunately, but not surprisingly, this president recently signed a BDS piece of legislation, an anti-BDS piece of legislation, but he said he wasn't going to enforce the component that dealt with what he calls the settlements and what we as Christians call, according to our Bible, Judea and Samaria, the biblical heartland. So
exactly.
You have the president of the free world, the United States of America, endorsing boycotts against Israeli products, and it's absolutely outrageous. So yes, the documentary that we have been working on really over the last 2 years, filming interviews all over the world, this documentary is going to expose this movement. It's going to expose the players, but even still, we're going to expose the Christian leaders who are promoting BDS. I did an interview yesterday with a leading French newspaper, and the gentleman said to me, he said, well, you know, there are Christians who support BDS. And I said, yes. And I said, it's those same Christians who don't read their Bible. And my response to them is, get your Bible, dust it off, and start at the beginning. Start at Genesis and read through the whole thing. Because God does not boycott Israel. In fact, God warns the Christians, or warns the world, if you do not stand with Israel, if you stand by like the Edomites did, then God's judgment will come against you. God will wipe out. He told the prophet Obadiah in the latter days he was going to wipe out the descendants of Edom because they stood by while their brother Jacob or Israel was held in captivity and they did nothing. So my question to the Christians who support BDS is, are you going to share in the same fate in the last days as the Edomites?
Exactly.
Still, we have to stand up. We've got to start standing up, reading our Bibles and understanding there are things that are unfolding, prophetic things unfolding in our lifetime. And God preserved our lives, our souls, to come into our physical bodies at this time for such a time as this. And to whom much is given, much is going to be required.
Exactly. Well, Lori, we have been blessed as a country in so many ways, and I believe the evidence is clear that America has been blessed when we bless Israel. When we stop blessing Israel, as we're doing right now, in fact, there's been two terrific books that have been written from John McTiernan and Bill Koenig that cite, I mean, and this isn't something that's just a consequence. There are over 70 clear examples where the United States has put pressure on Israel to trade land for peace and violate God's foreign policy and the establishment of the nation of Israel. When we get in God's way, we pay a price. There's over 70 documented natural disasters that have hit America when we've come against God. So it's very clear, and as you say in the Bible, we have enough history to look back at the empirical evidence. So whose side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on God's side, or are you going to be on man's side?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're all going to have to stand before Almighty God at the great white throne of judgment, and we're going to have to give an account of what we did or what we didn't do. And as I said before, we've been brought into the earth, into this world, for such a time as this, at a very strategic time. You know, in the film, and of course, we're set to premiere this documentary on June 8th in Jerusalem, and then, of course, we'll have its global release, and we'll have a limited theatrical release in the United States. But in this film, we interviewed individuals from two cities in Israel. One was Bethlehem, the other one is Nazareth. These are two cities that we as Christians are familiar with because it was where our Savior was born, Bethlehem, and Nazareth was where he grew up.
Exactly.
In Bethlehem, I interviewed a pastor who told me that his father, who was a pastor, had been shot three times by the Arabs in Bethlehem, his congregants have been attacked on the way to their services. And, you know, this is, Bethlehem is not under the Israeli government's authority. It is under the Palestinian authority.
Exactly.
We have 80%, over 80% of Christians who used to live in Bethlehem have fled because they are being persecuted by the Arabs. But we keep hearing these Christians who attend the Christ at the Checkpoint conferences, and they keep saying, no, it's the IDF, it's the Israeli government. Well, no, it's not, because the IDF is not there, and the Israeli government is not overseeing the authority, the government authority of Bethlehem. If you move a little bit further north, about 70 miles to Nazareth, Nazareth is governed by the Israeli government. The Christian community in Nazareth is prospering. I met with Pastor Gabriel Nadas, who is a Greek Orthodox minister.
I met with him, too, a couple of months ago.
He is absolutely outstanding. He took me to his new church building that he's building. He showed me the little building that he used to worship in. Probably 15, maybe 20 congregants could attend services there. He showed me the building. The building is at like 10 to 15 times the size of the building that he was formerly in, because his congregation is growing. He is protected. He's, as you know, he's trying to encourage Christians in Israel to defend Israel, to enlist the young people to enlist in the IDF. To protect the only place where Christians can reside safely without being slaughtered.
Exactly. Lori, we got about 20 seconds left. Remind people what they can do, where they need to go to get involved and be on God's side in this whole situation.
Absolutely. Go to pjtn.org, sign up to get our newsletters, order McTernan's books and our films, get educated, and then educate your family and friends.
Lori Cardor-Zamora, founder and president of Proclaiming Justice to the Nation. Lori, always great to have you on. Let us know when the documentary is going to be released in the country, and you know you've got our full force and support. This is Bill Martinez, 19 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. It's time for America to stop and smell the sneakers.
Yeah!
Kids from all over the country came to raise a stink in New York City for the National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not. The competition tests the true limits of sneaker odor. This year's contest was comprised of six contestants, ages 7 to 13. Rachel Herz, veteran judge of smell.
You can really sense the amount of pride that these kids have in being stinky. I only wish my sense of smell didn't have to suffer for it.
All six competitors really showed us the funky, but only one sneaker could truly take the title of nation's smelliest. Winner Mason Young Hiss from Berthoud, Colorado, was this year's winner of the Golden Sneaker Award. $2,500, a two-night stay in New York City, tickets to see Aladdin on Broadway, plenty of Odor Eaters products, and a place in the Odor Eaters Hall of Fumes. For more information, visit OdorEaters.com or the Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest Facebook page.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
You're going to say when you meet your grandmother.
Buenos dias, abuela.
Very good, very good.
What are you going to say, mommy?
Oh, bonus dies, Maidri.
Bonus dies, Maidri? It's buenos dias, madre.
I don't think that's very nice, making fun of my Spanish.
Well, you've been making fun of my English for 15 years.
Much different. Spanish is a foreign language.
Well, English is a foreign language to me.
Well, the way you speak it, it is to me, too.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online, any one of the plethora of outlets that are available to you to tune in and join us in the good fight to get this country back on track. And along the way, we're going to have a good time, whether you like it or not. Hola, chica. How you doing? She doesn't want to answer me. Hey, Lucy girl, are you with me, or did you leave me, or did you think I was talking to somebody else? She is.
Happy birthday.
Hey, hey, thank you very much. You remembered, huh?
No, you just didn't want to hear me because you're getting older.
Well, that.
Happy birthday.
So my ear cone doesn't extend all the way to Tennessee. Is that what you're telling me?
I know. Come on. Get the cotton out of your ears. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, of course, the Lucy girl herself, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, is with us. National radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, my dear friend. Lauren, what do you make of all this infighting and threats of riots and all this stuff that's going on with our election? Are we having a fun time? I mean, you know, this revolutionary America, we're just really revved up for a fight no matter what, huh?
Yeah, it's hard to even make a comment anymore because you just kind of want to roll your eyes and go, oh my word. We got to really be praying for our nation. I feel like that more than ever before. And I've told y'all that I'm encouraged that I think people are more engaged than ever because of their level of concern. But I'm at a point where I'm at such a loss almost daily that I'm just I got to pray and be involved and, you know, watch the news and read the paper and really study about the candidates and what's going on to know even how to express myself. And because there's just so much hogwash going on, there's so many things being said and people are trying to peel apart, okay, what is the truth here? And I mean, nothing like this has happened in a long time, if to this degree, if ever. And I think people just don't know what to do with it. But as far as, you know, rioting or, you know, I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand that degree, but I think people are angry, and people have a lot of anger anyway. You know, people are not peaceful sometimes in their own lives, and just the least little thing will just tip them over the scales. And I mean, what do you think? I'm curious to get your thoughts as well as my own.
Well, you know, I'm right with you on it. I think that you know, the beauty of being men and women of faith is we have the opportunity to be counterintuitive. And you bring up an excellent point, and that is that, hey, look at you, you know, who knows better than us? You know, the Bible's clear. It is God that chooses our leaders. And, but, you know, we participate in that. We're co-laborers. You know, the thing that scares me, there's also that part in the Bible when Israel rejected God. And mm-hmm. the prophet says, look, at they rejected me. God says, oh, no, no. You should be so lucky that's all they did was reject you. They actually rejected me. He says, give them what they want. And here's all the stuff that's going to happen to them. He says, and there will be that time when they cry out to me in prayer, and I will not hear them. That's what concerns me, is that we may be at that point where God is not hearing us. But nonetheless, I believe that, hey, you know, it's the faith that we have. It's what we know. And we can get caught up in all the, you know, possibilities of a contested convention and all the infighting that's going on. And I just pray, you know, like you. I mean, even like Barack Obama. Barack Obama's been one president I've never prayed for a president as much as I've prayed for Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I pray for our country. I see what's happening with Israel. We just spoke with Lori Cardoza Moore, who does a lot with PJTN. And, you know, the things that are happening in Israel with this BDS movement. I mean, it is amazing the amount of pressure that is coming on. It's no longer, Lauren, about, hey, let's have a conversation in the public square about your viewpoint and my viewpoint. You have a force that now has been elevated in our country to such a degree that says, hey, you better do what I want you to do. If you don't, you know, I want your sermons to come in, your bakery that you wanted to put together all your life and that your heart and soul is into, that's out of here. You know, you're not going to support our thinking, then you're out of the club and you're not going to participate. And I think, wow, you know, they're kicking out the very people that were the heart and soul of the development and growth of this country. For so many years, we were blessed. We were blessed by God. And I question, and I know a lot of people are questioning, is, are the blessings still there because we've turned our back on God? That's what concerns me.
Well, and so many people have said this to me, and I'm sure that you all have had the same conversation. Are we living in the end time? Mm-hmm. And it seems like it. I mean, if you've read Revelation, you'll think that's true, but does it matter? The bottom line is, we are living in this time. This is happening. What can we do to make a difference in our lives and to bring peace? And I know this is going to, you know, sound really Pollyanna, but I think it does start with each individual person. And people haven't seen this before. I think people are concerned. I'm concerned. Like, I don't think I've ever been at a place where I'll go to bed at night concerned so much about our country since 9/11. I mean, to just say, I want to know people are going to make the right decision, because you mentioned free will, and that is my concern. That's the nation's concern. What is my brother going to do? What is my sister going to do? And so my prayer, honestly, has been, okay, Lord, have mercy, first of all, and second, lift the blinders on people's eyes so they will be led to do what you've called them to do, because we do have free will. And sometimes I'm not wanting to be given over to that, because other people's free will choice might not be mine, and it might not be yours. And I think that a lot of it, though, comes down to, during the rough and tumble, people find God through that. And so those of us that feel like we're where we should be and we know Him, we don't want to go through that process. But in the end, won't it be worth it for other people to really become sobered in who He is, through maybe loss, maybe through things not being the way that they feel like it should be? Do you understand what I'm saying? That when we're comfortable and when everything's peachy and rosy and rolling along smoothly, it's like we're not maybe where we should be sometimes. But when we're at these places of urgency, we do find ourselves on our knees more. And so that's the only, I guess, silver lining I can see in all this, is I think for most people it is driving us to go, Lord, we need your help. And
well,
to
Lauren,
his face as never before.
Yeah, you touched on something that's absolutely critical, and that is the mindset that these are the last of the last days. When you have, you know, Reverend Billy Graham saying, yeah, these are the last of the last days, you know, he doesn't talk like that very often. So you say, okay, we're all seeing, you know, we're all blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant. We see things lining up here, and they are concerning. And what I get concerned with is people say, well, these are the last days. I'm going to check out. I don't have to, you know, I'll just kick back and just let it happen. That's not the case, and you alluded to this, and exactly so, and that is that we still have a role to play. It may not be about us. It may be about our neighbor. It may be about somebody in the family that is consistent with God's will, And that is, we are free will agents, but what is that will? Is that will going to be aligned with God, or is it going to be aligned, you know, with your own, which is, you either are for God or you're against God. And that's really what it's coming down to, is that we need to choose this day, are we going to choose life or death? And again, that question, that ancient question that was asked of the children of Israel is being asked of the children of America today. You know, are you going to choose life or death? And especially in a culture that has chosen death for so many years, we've been conditioned to accept that death is acceptable, if you're ready for that.
Right. Well, bravo, hear, hear, and that's what I'm feeling. And I think the most important thing outside of prayer is to be engaged, because at the last election, you know, people weren't engaged, especially people that were, and I hate to just stereotype, but that were Christians and conservatives, mm-hmm. kind of checked out. Like you said, people checked out. We don't have that option of checking out. You know what I'm saying? We need to make choices based on what we know is truth. And people that believe what we believe are close to what we believe. We have to be engaged. And so I just, you know, encourage every one of the people that are listening, that are part of your listening family, especially, to make sure that they're studying to show themselves approved, which is a biblical principle, and to get out there and vote. Because now, you know, with everything going on, that things being contested and a third candidate and everybody being ripped apart, you know, the Lord will show us each what to do, but do something, for heaven's sake. Do something. Don't stay home.
Right. And as you say, study to show yourself approved. I mean, you see these man on the street interviews, you know, of people that are asked these basic questions about Supreme Court justices. And in fact, what was it? Was it Jimmy Kimmel the other night had a gal asking people, so what do you think about, you know, Whitey Bulger being nominated, you know, to the high court? And the people, their answer is like, oh, my, no wonder we're in trouble here, you know?
Right.
Like crazy
they're
stuff.
They're not knowledgeable. They're not knowledgeable. Right.
Hey, exactly. Just on the fun side, because we've only got about a minute left here.
Sure.
So St. Patty's Day yesterday, did you get pinched or were you wearing green?
Okay, this is the silliest story. I'm out and about. I'm looking around. I have this new green purse I've never carried. I have this shirt that's bright green, and I had forgotten it was St. Patrick's Day.
Did you really? Unintentionally, huh?
My subconscious knew even when the rest of me forgot. Days of being 50. That's what it is.
You were unintentionally blessed by the leprechaun, and you were protected. Now, were you pinched a lot when you were a little? I bet you were, because they all wanted to get your attention because you were so cute.
Well, I think I did the pinching. Let's leave it at that. I was the pincher. I got to be honest here. This is national radio.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I love about you, is that you are honest. Tell Robin he better be careful. I bet he wore his green just to protect himself.
Yeah, he did. He knows what it's like to get pinched.
That's
every
it.
Day.
Lauren Kitchen Stewart, say goodnight, Lucy. It's time to wrap this up.
Good night, Ricky. Happy
Okay,
birthday.
You got it. Thank you so much, honey. Take care.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.